Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, I was talking about some of the things that occupy the minds of men when they should be thinking about God. Let's pick up there today.
Plants my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Elmer was at church. The pastor said that he was going to call on men to give a testimony. And sure enough, he got to Elmer. Elmer says, well, I've stolen, I've lied, I've drunk, I've cheated on my wife, and I've made unsuspecting women think I love them. But the good news is, I've never lost my religion. Well, Elmer's religion is the world. It's not the true, undefiled religion the book of James refers to. But in our fundamental groups, in our groups that say, hey, we don't do those things of the world, yet, there are the sins of respectable people and are still things for which Jesus Christ died. Many of these things may not be bad in and of themselves, but the pleasure of them may take us away from the mind, will, and work of God and His Word. These things, for an example, can be this. Our body is at church, but the mind is in a football game, a baseball game, or some basketball thing. It might be in a program. It might be in a hobby, or some other pleasure in which we want to indulge, whether it's a sport, a work, or a hobby, or what have you, maybe a business. We encounter those things, the dress, the ethics, the morals, the language, in those places that are abominable to our God. But the truth is, our mind is more in those things than they are in God's Word. Oh, that heart, God says, does not have the love of God in it. Now, it may have the love of a God that they've created in their mind of how God should be, but it's not the God of the Bible. It's not the holy God that the Bible tells us of. At times, materialism is occupied with obtaining things, cars, more expensive homes, jewelry, technological devices, that they even occupy us in church. And so they don't have to take a Bible, they can just take this. But they must have the latest app. They check their emails, they check their Facebooks and everything else in church. They even make Twitters and other things in church. Now, I don't mind people putting church service on to Facebook and people being able to see it, but when they want the latest I whatever, or it occupies them more than God and His Word, they'll seek to understand that mobile device or some other device more quickly than they'll seek to understand God's Word during their working and day hours. And should I say, in their non-working day hours as well as night hours. Then, my friend, God is not in all his thoughts, and God is not first in his or her life. I find it interesting that, and I'm not putting down Facebook, I'm just saying that, well, it has been used for good,
But people will share things on Facebook, and yet they'll be the same ones that say, I have a right to my privacy. And yet they'll turn around and put the most vile things on the Facebook, or things about themselves, and much of it is the selfie generation that seeks to exalt itself, and it tells you that that kind of a person does not have the Lord first in their life. Now, and so, in time, the respectable so-called people, the respectable sins, is actually the philosophy of the world. For an example, wives, submit yourselves unto your husband. Now, that is one of the areas that we must understand. Wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands. And they say, well, wait a minute. What do you mean? Submit. Well, you know, the word obey means, for children to obey, is that they should obey, and they're made to obey by authority. But submission is obedience by love. Now, let us imagine here's a woman that she has an affair. Her husband finds out, and she's forgiven, and she wants the marriage to stay together, maybe for the children or whatever, but she wants her marriage to stay together. But her and that former boyfriend, the man she committed adultery with, maybe they had things they did together. Maybe they had a love song. Maybe they had a restaurant. Maybe they had something that was they did. And her current husband says, well, I want those. I don't want you to have something to share with another person. I want all things to be ours, not something that you associate with them. And she won't do that. She won't do that. And that's like telling God, okay, Lord, now here's my home and here's my life, and I want to be used of thee. But Lord, you can have my soap opera. Lord, you can have my Facebook. Lord, you can have this. You see, you still favor your world lover over the lover of your soul, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, wives, submit. And you have a hard time with submitting to the headship of the husband in the home. And yet, your submission is to be that because you're to demonstrate how a Christian is supposed to submit themselves to God. And when you don't submit yourselves to a husband, you are a poor testimony. You're not a good Christian. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church. Now, if you feel like that you're more the drill instructor, and you try to humiliate your wife in front of everybody else, you don't have the love of Christ. You're not a good husband, you're not a good leader in the home, and you don't love your wife in the way you should. Children, obey your parent. And now, so many agree with the children laws that they don't even think they should be spanked. And the Bible says to spank. Now, you need to decide, is the Bible right or is man right? For me, I believe that God is right. So we stick with God's way. Now, you see, the world's philosophy and preaching in the local church are different. You see, the world's philosophy militates against women being in subjection. A woman can be religious but not righteous. And a man can be religious but not righteous. And a child can be religious but not righteous. If that woman's not subjected to her husband, that man doesn't love his wife as Christ loves the church. They need to get their heart right with God, or they'll become saved so as by fire people. And, as a matter of fact, in 2 Timothy 3, it talks about the silly woman led about with diverse lusts. Now, too many Christians now reject those Bible teachings of the home. Children, obey, spank your children. Husbands, love. Wives, submit. Too many dress like the world, ladies. You have too low of a top that reveals only what your husband should see. 1/1,000,000th of an inch of what only your husband should see is too much to show to the world. Too short of a skirt. Loose and lax language. Sexual, suggestive overtone to one who is not your mate, your spouse. Words said veiled in sexual innuendo. Look, there are words that are meant only for the bedroom of a husband and a wife to one another and nowhere else. And it needs to be kept that way. So this is saying, love not the world. Love is agape. If any man states as a fact, okay, this states it as a fact, if any man loves the world, that is giving a commitment to the object of your desire and relationship, the commitment in your mind and body or both to the things of this world, then the agape of God is not in you. Now look, I want to love and love my wife with all my heart, my mind, my body, my soul. I love my wife that way. But I also do it because God tells me to do it. Now, I enjoy obeying that commandment. But I should obey and enjoy obeying all the commandments of God and all the commandments that God has for me. And so that is God's will and that is God's way. Now, I should set my affection just like we set a thermostat. For example, I make a decision about the temperature I want the room to be. And so I set it on that temperature. The thermostat is set there, and I keep it set there. But you see, most Christians are more like a thermometer than they are a thermostat. While the thermostat controls the atmosphere, the thermometer just goes up and down according to the temperature. We need to set our affections both in our marriage and in our walk with God especially, and make sure we keep bringing it back to the right place whenever it begins to drift. Now, the love of God that is real finds its greatest fulfillment in relationship with Christ.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.